Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and Warrior Mind Coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. And our world-famous blog can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. And please make sure you subscribe to this podcast at www.warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Well, I'm settled in, got everything unpacked, all the books are on the shelves, been hitting the gym twice a day, once in the morning for a structured workout, and the second one to do some CrossFit training, been out hiking, just loving Bend, found a great place to have the individual Warriors Quest, so please go over the site, take a look at that, and also getting things prepared for a group event, a three-day, possibly four-day group event about the art and science of changing your life. So please stay tuned for that. Hope you all are doing well. We're now going into the autumn, the fall part of the season, which is where we're supposed to reap our harvest that we have planted all year. This is the time where we reap our benefits and enjoy life. And generally, although it may be dark and cold some places, this is the time where we can really be happy. We're approaching, Halloween, which with the kids out, and that generates some level of happiness. And then we move into Thanksgiving, at least here in the States. And that brings family together and a level of happiness. And then we move into the winter, and we have all the spiritual and religious holidays. And then, so this is a great time just to take back and reflect and be happy, which is, of course, the topic of this podcast is happiness, and actually the happiness index. So before I get into the talk, I just want to make sure, please visit my blog where this podcast is, because when you go there, in the middle of the page, you're going to be able to download a form, a happiness index assessment, and be able to take that and take your level of happiness. So let me ask you, in most ways, is your life close to ideal? Are the conditions in your life excellent? Are you satisfied with your life? So far, have you gotten the important things you want in life? If you could live your life over, would you change anything? These are some of the questions that can help determine a person's state of happiness right now. Obviously, the level of happiness we all experience is greatly driven by our projection onto the circumstances that we are living. If we get in a car accident, we might not be too happy. If we hit the lottery, we might be happy. But this is generally speaking at these questions, which are part of this assessment that you can download off my blog. We'll take those into consideration. But when you look at success, when you look at achievement, when you look at fulfillment, when you look at any of these things in life, when you look at these people, there is a certain level of happiness that comes with it. The key is to be happy, or actually, I like to be fulfilled. But happiness, we can use those. That'll be another podcast, the difference between happiness and fulfillment. But we need to understand how to be happy without all the external things, because wanting at some level is suffering, right? When we want something so much we don't have it, we are suffering. And I'm going to use some very dramatic words here. And as human nature, because of the media, because of TV, because of other things, we're always wanting more and more and more. We want the next greatest gadget that comes out. We want the new car. We want the house. We want this. We want that. And this is actually seated much, much deeper in that all these things are hiding a deep feeling that we have not resolved. And that's, again, for another podcast. But all these things are intertwined. All of these things are connected. You can't just look at one without the other. However, when it comes to happiness, there is definitely a way to help reflect on where you are. And when you can be happy with who you are first. And that's most important, is being happy with who you are, because when you're happy with who you are, you definitely can be happy with where you are. So if you're not happy with where you are in life, perhaps look at yourself and what aren't you happy with yourself. And when you can start to look at that and start to reflect upon your happiness, let's put it this way, being unhappy is there is a gap. You want to be at B and you're at A. Well, what is driving the impetus to get to B that's creating this gap? You see, you create your own suffering by creating these wants and desires. And then when you don't have them, you're unhappy, but you're the one who's creating it by putting that want and desire. Now, I'm not saying not to have goals. I mean, I am big proponent on goals. However, the goals should be inspiring. They should create a level of happiness that you are achieving something. You're on your way to achieving. But when you have a goal out there and then you feel miserable that you don't have it, that you haven't lost those 10 pounds yet, that you don't have your soulmate, that you don't have the new car, that you don't, then you are creating your own level of unhappiness. I need you to understand that you, the only thing that you can control is your thoughts, and your thoughts create your feelings, right? The TFAR model, thoughts create feelings, feelings create actions, actions create results. So if you're not feeling a certain way, if you're not feeling happy, it's the thoughts that you're thinking. And when you can start to be still and look at the thoughts you're thinking and see how you are creating your own unhappiness by saying, I don't have this, or I'm in a miserable relationship, or I'm in this. And these things may be true. However, how you respond to them is where the mental strength and the warrior mind comes in. Because you can respond, you can react to them, which is immediate. Oh, this person stinks. They don't love me. I need a new car. And you can react very quickly. And that is going to be based on past emotional triggers. So really, your reactions are based on the past. And that past most likely is back to your teenage youth or even earlier. So you are reacting to a situation based on a 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old mindset or looking through their eyes. When you can take a different perspective, because there's always parts of us that have matured in a way that can help support us. And when you can start to look at that and reevaluate that, then you can respond. Responding is just taking a few, you know, at least over here in the States, the old what my mom always said, you know, count to 10, take a deep breath, and then respond. And that's basically it, is you give in your time. You give time to contemplate what you're going to say, and you respond instead of react, which means you come from your higher self, or at least a perspective of more understanding. So when you can control your thoughts, you can control your emotions. And if you're unhappy, it's up to you to create your happiness. And when you create your happiness, your personal vibration will increase. And as your personal vibration increases, according to quantum physics and the law of attraction, you will bring into your reality people and events that resonate with that level. If you're unhappy, you're going to bring circumstances and people that support that level of unhappiness. So it is when you can look at that and go, okay, how can I be happy? Because you can close your eyes right now and think of a beautiful, we've all had great times in our life. We've either gone on vacation, or we've been with a loved one, or we've had a favorite pet, or we've had a favorite restaurant we went to. There's something we have had at least once in our life that created a sense of happiness and joy. And if you closed your eyes right now, matter of fact, close your eyes right now, and go back to that place where you felt really, really happy. See what you saw with your eyes. Hear what you heard back then with your ears. Feel what you felt with that experience. Really get into the feeling. How did you feel when that was happening? And you will be experiencing that level of joy and happiness right now. Okay, open your eyes. So what that proves is that you can create your own happiness by what you're thinking. You didn't go anyplace. You didn't travel anyplace except for in your imagination, and yet your energy changed. That's how powerful that you can do this. And so when you look at creating a level of happiness. And again, please go to warriormindcoach.com/blog. It'll be this podcast. Just click on it. Go halfway down the page. Download the happiness index assessment, and it'll help you understand your current level. Now, knowing where we are, we now can take action. If we don't know where we are, we can't take any action because we don't know where we're going because we don't know where we are. So go there, take that assessment, but consider the possibilities that you're responsible for your suffering, but only all of it, which means you are responsible for your happiness, but only all of it. And when you can take that, when you can develop the mental strength and the warrior mindset to say, I am responsible. Nobody else is going to be responsible. I'm not going to give my power away to anybody for them to affect my mood, my state, my level of happiness, my level of joy, my level of fulfillment. Because emotions are in your control. There may be something going on outside you that traditionally would trigger off something. But that's just a trigger, that's a condition and response like Pavlov's dogs. When you can start to exercise your mental strength and be able to be disciplined about it and evaluate the meaning you're putting on to an event, you will see that the meaning you put onto it is going to come back and create an emotion with you that may create a level of happiness or may create a level of unhappiness. So you, again, are responsible for your own emotions. If you say, well, that person made me mad, or this person, my house doesn't make me happy, you're giving your power away to that, which means that you are powerless, which is playing the victim. We are not victims here. We are all, if you're listening to this podcast, you are, if you have the victim mindset, you are on your way to releasing it, because we are not victims to our circumstances. Especially our emotions. We are not victims. Nobody can make us mad. We can choose to be mad. We can choose to be happy. We can choose to be in delight. These are all choices. But how we make those choices are based on past experiences, because we will take the path of least resistance for those emotions. So this is why you have to make this a discipline, have to make it a practice, so that you will stop in the middle of a reaction, think about it, and respond, and that responding will then allow you to understand you have more self-control, and that self-control will lead to empowerment, which does lead to happiness. Because we have just been programmed way too long that things, outside things, people, events, circumstances are in control of our emotions. And if you're unhappy, it's up to you to create the happiness. Nobody else is going to do it for you. And if they do try to make you happy and they leave, you're going to be unhappy and you're going to blame them for your unhappiness. It is up to you, you and you and you alone, to create your happiness, to create your level of fulfillment. So please go back to the blog, download the assessment. You'll have some fun with it and start to practice getting back in control of your level of happiness. Just start with that first, because this all falls under the emotional intelligence umbrella, right? Stop being infected with newspapers, with the media that is educating you, brainwashing you that you have to have this, or you have to have these people, you have to have this to have a level of happiness. You don't need anything. Yes, it makes it a lot more enjoyable. I agree that I'd rather be in a home than in a tent in the wintertime. I agree. And there's that Maslow's hierarchy of self-actualization, which comes into play. But generally speaking, if you're listening to this, you're in some shelter, you have your basic needs met. So take back control of it. Take back control of your thoughts and your emotions. Because remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, you have to free